Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for a deep dive today?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
So we're going to be tackling something really interesting today, looking at AI and personality and how it affects the future of work.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think everyone's sort of thinking about a little, right? Like, what is the future of work going to look like, you know?
So interesting how it's not just like a theoretical thing anymore. Like we were looking at this presentation, it was all about people performance systems. And one of the things that they said was that 67% of companies are already using AI in their HR, which is like,
That's a lot.
that's a lot. And that was last year from Deloitte.
It's interesting too, because people performance systems, that's a pretty broad, stroke there. That could be anything from, hiring to training.
Like how they're gauging, how employees are doing and like how they're helping them grow within the company. So it's interesting to think about how AI is being used in all of those different stages already.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that people are maybe a little surprised about, because I think a lot of times we think, oh, understanding AI, that's a very, advanced skill set for certain types of jobs. But I think really it's becoming, I've even heard it said that it's the new literacy, right? Like, you need to have a basic understanding of how AI works, just in order to be able to, perform your job well. And so I'm sure that's going to be integrated into
And
training.
it's only going to become more important, right?
Right, absolutely.
As AI develops, as it becomes more sophisticated. But what this presentation was really getting at was like this really interesting idea of combining personality, like the psychology of personality, those tests you might take, and AI, and saying that could completely revolutionize how effective workplaces are and how employees are developed.
Well, and I think that makes sense, right? Because for so long, a lot of training programs have been very, one size fits all.
A bit generic.
Yeah, very generic. Here's the information. Everybody, go out and apply it. But the reality is that, we all learn differently. We all have different strengths. We all have different challenges. And so to be able to use AI to actually tailor a program, or even just tailor, development opportunities to somebody's specific, personality, that could be really
It's
powerful.
like a roadmap, right? Of how you could grow like within a company, potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And a roadmap that can constantly be updated as you change, as your personality maybe evolves, or your skills evolve,
Yeah, totally. And they gave some like really interesting examples of how this would actually play out. One that really struck me was the idea of using AI to spot potential leaders just based on communication patterns.
Okay, interesting. So it's not just who speaks the most then.
No, not at all. I think it's like more nuanced than that. It's like they were saying, imagine AI analyzing like your emails, the tone of your emails, your word choices, or how you like explain something, like how you frame an issue, or even like doing a difficult project, how you handle conflict. And that all of those things could like feed into this AI system that might then be able to say like, hey, this person actually is really good at staying calm under pressure. They seem to be able to motivate people, like they build consensus well. And all those things could then like mark you as like, oh, this person's actually like a natural leader.
It's almost like you're saying, they're using AI to identify a potential that maybe even that person doesn't even see in themselves yet.
And then like, that could influence, how they're developed or what opportunities they're given. And it's not just leadership. They were also talking about how like, say you take one of those personality tests and it says you're like you score high in openness to experiences. AI could then be used to say like, okay, well then this person would probably really thrive in a role where they're given a lot of creative freedom, something that's really innovative maybe, because those are the types of things that people who score high in openness really, gravitate towards.
So it's almost like, instead of trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, you're really using the AI to identify, like, okay, what is this person's, like, natural, inclinations, and how can we put them in a position to succeed based on who they are?
And be more engaged and happier in their work, because they feel like it's like a good fit for their personality.
Right, absolutely. And I also think it's important to keep in mind too, a lot of times when people hear this, they get a little nervous. It's like, oh, so the AI is going to make all the decisions for us. But really, it's about having more data to work with. It's not replacing human judgment. It's giving you more information to then make, hopefully, smarter decisions about talent management.
Yeah, and how do you help people, you know, reach their full potential? It's pretty wild to think about.
Yeah.
Like, what if, you know, we had this technology that could help us figure out, like, our own strengths, our own hidden talents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe point us in a direction we hadn't even considered before. I don't know. It's a lot to think about, but pretty fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive for today. Thanks for listening, everybody.